Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, among families, it's routinely the case that children's clothes can be passed on to siblings or cousins. But that's not the case in every family. Sometimes there's no one to give the clothes to. Let's Match Mums bridges that problem. Louisa May Hanrahan is CEO and founder. Louisa May, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Tell us how this started, because as I understand it, originally you were just driving around with mounds of clothes and it became unmanageable.
There is footage of me on the internet on Nationwide doing that said thing. So, so with Let's Match Mums, how it started, it was I started doing collection points for refugees, collecting any goods to bring to refugee centres during the pandemic. And then one fateful day, I decided to do a kids' goods collection point. And I got 6 storage units of kids' goods. I don't know why I took them all. And there's photos of this, and I distributed them to direct provision centres over a period of a few weeks. But over the next few months, I had local moms continuously reaching out to me, being like, can you take more kids' goods? And I was just on a grassroots girl on Instagram. Like, I wasn't really, you know, doing anything official. So my background's in startups and technology. And I was like, oh, there might be actually something more to what's happening here. There seems to be the problem on the local mom's giving mom side, and also on the refugee side of needing kids' goods. So that was where I started to notice the problem. And how I came up with the idea was basically one day a mum said to me, come back to me in 6 months when my kid gets bigger and I'll give you more stuff. And I was like, oh, the refugee mum's kid will also be bigger in 6 months. So if they know each other, they can just pass on goods between them. I had the local mum driving to me and I'd be driving to the refugee. So you were like, they can just
do that with each
other. Yeah, let's cut out all the drives.
So, and Let's Match Mums, it's mums are hooking up.
It's a bespoke matching service for moms. I had someone say Tinder for moms. I was like, no, it's bespoke. It's more like Match.com for moms. And we match refugees in need of kids' goods with local moms in their community who have kids' goods to pass on. And we match them based on kids' size. And actually, your daughter, Keelan, is one of our users. She's matched with the mom.
Right. Okay. Yeah. For that match, I would assume if you're an international protection applicant, what you're looking for is a mom whose child is maybe a month older than yours, because,
like,
you know what I mean?
6 months to a year.
Because then they grow out in them and then you can get them.
Yeah, so we match on size, because most parents know that their kids do not stay true to the age size. So we do on size. We have some 2-year-olds that are like the size of 7-year-olds. Like,
yeah.
I've had to do phone calls where I was double checking that they didn't put the size in wrong because the kids seemed so big compared to their age.
Right. So you're not driving around now with mounds of clothes anymore.
Well, I actually am matched with the mom, and every 6 months, in the first 2 years especially, you'd have about a carload of kids' goods. So I actually am still doing it, but with my mum match. I actually don't have kids myself, but I had a mum ride in. She didn't have a car. So I actually just bring the goods from A to B.
Right,
great.
Okay. And is it just clothes? It's baby girls and that kind of thing?
All baby goods. So baby equipment. It also goes up to teens. So we've matched like 16-year-olds and stuff. So it's anything really that's clothes, cots, buggies, strollers. We're always looking for more strollers. You name it, bottle sterilizers, maternity pillows, breastfeeding pillows.
They do require a lot of equipment, right?
Yeah, you go through 7 clothing sizes in the first 2 years of your kid's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the mothers can say, I'm looking for these kind of items.
So they sign up, the refugee mom will sign up and say what items they need. And then the local mom signs up and puts what items they have to pass on. But because these matches go on sometimes more than one drop, like you can sign up just to do one drop. The items change as the kids grow, but it gives us a good idea for to help us do a better match.
Yeah.
But sometimes we'll have the refugee have 2 matches, depending on what the people have to give and stuff.
Yeah, because I would imagine not one mother would have everything they're going to need.
Yeah, so it's not really about getting them everything. It's about more giving them that connection, that person in their community, that as their kids grow, they're like, oh, I know so-and-so might want these clothes.
Yeah. Is this now all over the country?
Yeah, it's nationwide. Yeah, we have Like, yeah, I've actually just mapped out all of the matches we have all across the country. It's been every single county and actually up in Northern Ireland a bit too.
Yeah. So yeah. Obviously you're looking for people in your area, so you're not
Yeah, so we could do
the...
about an hour, because what you find when you're trying to pass on or get rid of your kids' goods anyway, there's so much stuff that you have to drive to the dump regardless. So there's always a drive involved in getting rid of kids' goods. So, yeah, we do it in about an hour distance. That's like, that's the max, like hopefully half an hour driving distance.
Mm. Yeah. And the mothers, the refugee mothers.
Yeah.
For the most part, are they here by themselves?
Yeah. So 53% of refugees at the moment in Ireland are lone parents. And prior to this year, it was about... it was about 80% or something. There's been such a large influx of refugees, it's changed. But yeah, so mostly they're here without their partner or their single mothers with very, very young kids that have no clue, like, how to dress their kid for the weather, like, what type of, like, stroller you even need, how to get their kids involved in the local schools. Like, yeah, so they're mostly, yeah, doing it on their own. It's mostly women in direct provision. I don't think people realise that, you know. It's
And are they getting support from elsewhere in terms of the some of those things you mentioned, like, you know, basic knowledge?
So we're the most referred service for a refugee charity called Akivada. They to help them with this specific problem and getting kids' goods. Now, there is like the St. Vincent de Paul, but the thing about kids' goods is you're constantly needing new stuff.
Mm.
So it's actually quite hard to provide for if you're doing it like the donation drops way that I was. That's why I was like, oh, I've just bought these people clothes and now in 3 months the kids won't fit into them anymore.
No, absolutely.
So yeah, the circular economy thing this way is a great solution. But yeah, there's not really much and that was why I actually started focusing in on helping mothers in direct provision more, was because a lot of the helping supports around refugees in Ireland were not identifying like special cases for mothers. If you know what I mean, there's no real focus on mothers.
Yeah,
yeah.
And when the refugee mother's kids grow out of it, then
they become people who pass on through Let's Match Mums.
Yeah.
So like they actually like it's a circular economy. It's mum to mum. Yeah. So it's actually like because you wear a kid's outfit like once or twice before it's too big for it, so they can go through multiple parents, like be passed on and passed on and passed on.
Yeah.
So
that's as you say, some of these kids are as old as teenagers, and it's
a surprise for me. I just put up the age to 16, 17, I've matched parents that who want to give away their 16-year-old's clothes and who want to receive 16-year-old's clothes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't talk about that as much, but
right. You know, but
there's a lot of stuff in Ireland. We have a lot of leftover stuff.
When you do consider the amount of equipment that goes to the child and how quickly they don't need it anymore.
Yeah, or then when they're like in their teens, they don't like it. It's not their fashion sense. It's not, you know, that kind of stuff. Or, you know, like with school clothes, you thought you were going to wear the jacket more and they never really wear the jacket. So there's all that. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and for
that's
babies,
going unused in this country.
Yeah, and for baby, especially if it's a first child,
people buy
them, you know, in for the nicest reasons, buy people loads of stuff.
Yeah, the presents. Like,
but then, baby girls they've never worn.
Yeah, like I just have new nieces and nephews and like, you can't buy a pre-owned thing almost. You'd be like, I want to give them pre-owned kids' goods and then my brothers would kill me. So I just, you know that like Disney pajamas they're going to like wear twice and then that's it.
Oh God, so are you restraining yourself from tutting disapprovingly at
I've become
siblings?
A new person. I've become that person in the family. But it's there's just so much like the stuff, the kids' goods, it has tags on, it's barely used. Like that's why I focused in on those specific areas, because I was like, it's almost impossible to get poor quality kids' goods passed down. Like when I got the 6 storage units, I was like, right, we'll get rid of the stuff that's not great. And I couldn't get rid of anything. Like there was nothing that wasn't great. They all had they're amazing. Yeah.
So if someone wants to sign up for this service, if you just Google Let's Match Mums, we'll like just get you there.
You can Google it or www.letsmatchmums.com. It's spelt as it said.
Yes.
So, and we're on Instagram and also on Twitter. So yeah, you can reach out to us there as well.
Okie dokie. Keep up the good work. Louisa May, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Louisa May Hanrahan there, the CEO of Let's Match Mums.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.